Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
China Fa Wei, Cultivating Solidly as an Older Practitioner, by a Falun Dafa disciple in Hebei, China. Greetings, revered master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. I am 86 this year. Before I started practicing Falun Dafa, I was plagued with all kinds of ailments, and after I retired, I was hospitalized 3 times in 2 years and underwent 2 operations. I started cultivating in Falun Dafa in 1997, and soon afterwards, all my illnesses disappeared. For over 20 years now, I have never needed to take any medications, not even a pill. Many people my age have either passed away or are weighted down with sickness. Some suffer deafness or poor vision, and in sharp contrast, I am still quick in response with clear and logical thinking. I feel nimble and agile, light and healthy. Mostly, I feel extremely fortunate to have obtained the most precious Dafa, which comes only once in millions of years. Although I have never personally attended Master's classes, Master has taken great care of me just the same. I would like to share some of my amazing experiences. In the past, when I was sick and weak, I learned a different form of Qigong and revered the master of that school by hanging his picture on a wall in my house. One morning in October of 1997, my son-in-law told me that he had found a true master and asked me to go with him that afternoon to a friend's place to watch a video of this master teaching. But I already have a master, I thought to myself. Would it be appropriate to go to another master? I couldn't make up my mind and was still thinking about this when taking a nap after lunch. As I was half asleep, I saw a bare-shouldered Buddha statue in a yellow cassock floating toward me, and it passed by my side. I had never seen such a Buddha statue before. Just then, I noticed that the picture of my Qigong master on the wall turned his back to me and left. I was deeply intrigued by what happened. That afternoon, I went to watch the video with my son-in-law. Upon walking into the house, I saw a big portrait on the wall. "I saw this master earlier today," I said excitedly, pointing to the portrait. "Don't point at the portrait," someone reminded me, indicating that it was being disrespectful to do so. Others also commented, saying that I must have good inborn quality. I understood later that Master saw that I had an affinity with Dafa, so he cleared away the spirit I was worshiping even before I started cultivation in Dafa. While I was watching the video that afternoon, I felt something rotating in my abdominal area, and I felt dizzy. A little while later, I started to have tummy pain and kept going to the toilet. I understood that Master was cleansing my body with Falun. Soon after I watched the video, I joined the local group exercise practice. One morning, when it was time to get up to do the exercises outside, I didn't feel like getting up. I tried a couple of times, but I just couldn't make myself do it. So I lay down again and tried to get some more sleep. Just then, I saw Master in a yellow exercise outfit standing next to my bed. I sat up immediately, thinking that I must not be lazy. I got dressed quickly and started doing the exercises at home. Once Master was cleansing my body and I was running a high fever of over 102 degrees. My family tried to take me to the hospital, but I refused, as I knew I was not sick, and Master was cleansing my body. A couple of days later, I was completely back to normal, feeling even lighter and healthier than before, and full of energy. After Jiang Zemin, former head of the Chinese Communist Party, launched the persecution of Falun Gong in 1999, I and local practitioners started projects to raise awareness of the persecution. Once, I failed to keep up my xinxing and argued with a practitioner. After she left, I started vomiting and developed pain in my abdomen. I realized that it was a result of my not maintaining my xinxing earlier, and it was a test I had to go through. I didn't ask Master to help me at the beginning, as I was trying to pull through myself, but as the pain became unbearable, I began to ask Master for help. I was sitting on the sofa at the time, and then I saw Master in a suit, standing on the bed. He opened one hand and then waved toward the window. Almost instantly, the pain in my abdomen disappeared. I often see Falun rotating around me wherever I go or whatever I do, and often see myself in a translucent cover, which goes with me everywhere I go. This cover is not restricted by anything in this material dimension. It can go through glass doors. When I'm riding a bicycle on a windy day, it stays with me without changing its shape, not even a little bit. And it does not follow the wind either. When I take off my clothes and hang them on the rack, I see them shining with radiance. My husband also studied the Fa and did the exercises with me. Once I saw him sitting on the sofa, but he appeared to be a Westerner. After he passed away, my children asked me to come live with them, but I preferred to live on my own so that I can do whatever I enjoy doing at my own convenience. I sometimes feel a bit lonely, but as soon as I start reading Master's Fa teachings, all those sad sentiments disappear straight away, and I feel that Master is right by my side, taking care of me. I have pulled through many tests with the help of Master. As I live by myself, it is very convenient for practitioners to come to my place for Fa study and doing Dafa projects. I did not give in to family sentiment, as I know that I must be worthy of Master's teachings and his immense compassion. While I was in my 70s, I often went out at night to distribute truth clarification materials. Sometimes another senior age practitioner and I would ride on the tricycle of a younger practitioner to go to the countryside to distribute truth clarification materials, and we would not get back until after midnight. We went to the countryside every week and distributed boxes of 9 commentaries on the Communist Party. Once the practitioner who was riding the tricycle did not see the road clearly, and the tricycle overturned. We 2 old women fell to the ground, and I was crushed underneath her, but none of us were injured. We all endured the hardship happily, feeling that nothing is more sacred than clarifying the truth and saving sentient beings. Once, when I was in my early 80s, a fellow practitioner in her 70s and I went to a place over 10 miles away on an electric bicycle. We went there to take down a plastic display board that slandered Dafa. The display board was 2 meters long, 1 meter wide, and very thick. We took it down, rolled it up, and tied it with a rope. It wasn't an easy job, but we did it. The other practitioner rode the electric bicycle, and I was sitting on the back seat holding the rolled up display board. When we got back, we burned up the board, and it took us a while to get it done. 3 years ago, with the help of fellow practitioners, a truth clarification materials production site was set up in my home. Young practitioners taught me how to use a computer, printer, and I also learned how to reprint the pages that were not printed out properly. Younger practitioners encouraged me, saying I was very smart and quick at learning, and that I was even smarter than the young people. I know in my heart that it's because Master granted me the wisdom. Now I study the Fa every day, and after I finish doing the exercises in the morning, I start making truth clarification booklets and print out 1 or 2 packages of materials. Sometimes I also make amulets with fellow practitioners. Apart from cooking and cleaning house, I spend all my spare time studying the Fa, and I feel that I am living a very fulfilling life. I'm extremely fortunate to be able to obtain the Fa this lifetime. I don't feel old at all, and I am determined to always cultivate solidly in Dafa. Thank you, Master. Thank you, fellow practitioners.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.